Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, heard every Sunday morning at 7:15 on Radio Jamaica 94 FM. Our speaker today is the chairman of the media department of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica, Reverend Mark Dawes. As always, we invite you to write to us for comment or counsel. Our email address, mcaj@cwjamaica.com. This week's broadcast is sponsored by the Grace Missionary Church, located at 7 West Avenue, Kingston 8. Elder Clinton Thompson and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 8. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
Come just as you are. Hear the Spirit.
Good morning. Today, the Grace Hour begins a series on the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments is an ancient moral code given by God thousands of years ago. Though it was given thousands of years ago, it is as relevant today as when it was first given. Indeed, if the overwhelming majority of persons throughout history and even in the present had committed themselves to observe this moral code, there would be little need for the passing of laws to regulate human conduct. In other words, the reason why so many nations have so many laws is that people have failed to observe this moral code that God issued for Israel, but which was to be observed in every nation. God's design was that every nation would embrace the Ten Commandments as a standard for nation building. The Ten Commandments were issued after God had just delivered Israel out of the bondage of Egyptian slavery. Israel had crossed the Red Sea and were journeying through the wilderness when God gave the nation the Ten Commandments. While in Egypt, Israel had been exposed to widespread idolatry. In some respects, the idolatrous mindset and practices had permeated Israelite society. The Ten Commandments were given by God to steer the nation away from idolatry while embracing the proper love towards God and one's neighbor. Indeed, the Ten Commandments were to be the foundation for how Israelites were to conduct themselves in the wilderness and how they were to also conduct themselves in the Promised Land. The Bible's primary record of the Ten Commandments is found in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and Exodus chapter 20. Before the actual listing of the commandments, there is a preamble. This preamble is the subject of our meditation in today's broadcast. The preamble, as recorded in Exodus 20, verses 1 and 2, states, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." God made two declarations in this preamble. Firstly, he said, "I am the Lord your God." Secondly, he said, "I have brought you out of the land of Egypt, which is the house of bondage." Let's look at these two declarations in the preamble. One, the first declaration says, I am the Lord thy God. This is an assertion that it is God himself that is given these commandments and not man. The commandments originate in God and not Moses or any other human being. The origin of the commandments implies two things. Firstly, it implies that God is the ultimate source of morality. If the Ten Commandments did not originate in God, then any human being could say to another, who are you to tell me how I should behave? Without God, right and wrong would be reduced simply to a matter of personal beliefs and personal opinion. If God is not the lawgiver, then all morality is merely one's opinion and beliefs. Ultimately, morality does not emanate from human opinion. Morality and moral codes ultimately come from God. Secondly, I am the Lord thy God implies that no human being could lay claim to the miraculous power God demonstrated in order to free his people Israel. Therefore, with this deliverance, Israel had an obligation to God to live by the Ten Commandments given to them by their deliverer. The second declaration in the preamble had God stating that it was he who had brought Israel out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. In this second declaration, God is laying claim to his mighty power which delivered Israel out of the oppression and tyranny of Egyptian slavery and bondage. In so stating, God is making the point that he hates slavery and loves freedom. God is saying, in effect, I took you out of slavery and into freedom, and these Ten Commandments are the way to make a free society. You cannot be a free people if you just live as you feel like and do as you feel like. In other words, God was saying, genuine freedom comes with moral self-control. Genuine freedom comes with moral restraint. This should be instructive to us living in Jamaica, where there are many who rightly talk about the oppression of the Middle Passage and plantation slavery. However, there are not enough voices in the public square that challenge the society to embrace freedom with its necessary component of moral self-control. God could have said in his preamble, I am the Lord your God who created the world. The creation of the world was no doubt a great achievement by God. Instead, God in the preamble laid claim to the fact that he took Israel out of the house of bondage. God liberated the Israelite slaves. In so doing, God made it clear that he cares deeply about people. In so doing, God made it clear he cares about people living under oppression. He cares about people living in captivity. He cares about people who are made to live in inhumane conditions and circumstances. He cares about people who are made to live with gross indignities being meted out to them. What matters most is not only that there is a creator, but that the creator cares about human beings. Human beings stand at the pinnacle of all that God created. And though God cares about his creation in general, he most particularly cares about human beings. The great thing about God is that he has not changed. He is still the God who cares about the people he created. He is still the God who is mighty in power and who rules in the affairs of men. This God that took Israel out of Egyptian slavery is the same God who today is seeking to liberate people from the worst form of slavery, that is, slavery to sin. Many persons are walking around in our world today and are not conscious that they are slaves to sin. The Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to some Pharisees in John 8:34, and he told them, whoever committed sin is the servant of sin. You see, friends, sin is what alienates people from God. Furthermore, try as people might, they do not possess the ability in their own strength to throw off the shackles of sin. They need God to do that for them. And God is willing and able to liberate us from the shackles of sin. This can only be achieved on the merits of Christ's death on Calvary's cross. 1 John 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he, that is Jesus, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This means if we repent of our sins and surrender our lives to Christ, He will indeed release us from the shackles of sin's captivity, and He would empower us by His Holy Spirit to live as people free from the shackles of sin. The Lord Jesus came to free sinners from the shackles of sin's captivity. Indeed, we read in John 8:36, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." If you have not done so, my invitation to you today is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will indeed become the Lord your God. My invitation to you today is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone is able to rescue us from the shackles of sin, the world, and the devil. My invitation to you today is to let Christ lead you into His paths, for only in His paths can freedom be truly found. Then you will know for sure God as the Lord your God. Amen.
Come and see.
If indeed it is your desire to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you email us at mcaj@cwjamaica.com or call us this week during our office hours at 876-924-1378. Our head office is open Mondays through to Thursdays from 8:30 a.m. through to 4 p.m. and on Fridays from 8:30 a.m. through to 1 p.m. That telephone number once again, 876-924-1378. Thanks once again to the Grace Missionary Church located at 7 West Avenue, Kingston 8, for sponsoring this morning's broadcast. Elder Clinton Thompson and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 8. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and we do pray that you will experience God's grace and mercy during the coming week.
Come just as you are. Come and see Christ.